Hello everybody, how's everything? Professor 英語会のテーマです。Today I'm gonna do some copying practice here, using some of the scenes from the movie called Amadeus. Hey Salieri? Leave me alone. I cannot leave alone a soul in pain. Do you know who I am? That makes no difference. All men are equal in God's eyes. Are they? Come, offer me a confession. I can offer you God's forgiveness. How well are you trained in music? I know a little. I studied in my youth. Where? Here in Vienna. Ah, then you must know this. Dun dun da dun 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 dun. Can't say that I do. What is it? It was a very popular tune in its day. I wrote it. Here. How about this one? This one brought out the house when they played it first. Dun 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 dun. Well, I regret it. It's not too familiar. Can you recall no melody of mine? I was the most famous composer in Europe. I wrote 40 operas alone. Here. What about this one? Dun 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 dun. Pam 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 pam. Yes, I know that. Oh, that's charming. I'm sorry, I didn't know you wrote that. I didn't. That was Mozart. Wolfgang. Amadeus, Mozart. The man you accuse yourself of killing. You've heard that? Is it true? For God's sakes, my son, if you have something to confess, do it now. Give yourself some peace. Here was my idol, Mozart. I can't think of a time when I didn't know his name. I was still playing childish games when he was playing music for kings and emperors, even the Pope in Rome. I admit I was jealous when I heard the tales they told about him. Not of the brilliant little prodigy, but of his father, who had taught him everything. My father did not care for music. When I told him how I wished I could be like Mozart, he would say, "Why? Do you want to be a trained monkey? Do you want me to drag you around Europe, doing tricks like a circus freak?" How could I tell him what music meant to me? While my father prayed earnestly to God to protect commerce, I would offer up secretly the proudest prayer a boy could think of. Lord, make me a great composer. Let me celebrate your glory through music and be celebrated myself. Make me famous through the world, dear God. Make me immortal. After I die, let people speak my name with love for what I wrote in return. I will give you my chastity, my industry, my deepest humility, every hour of my life. Amen. And do you know what happened? A miracle. Of course I knew God had arranged it all. It was obvious. One minute I was a frustrated boy in an obscure little town. The next I was here, in Vienna, the city of musicians and Emperor Joseph, the musical king. In a few years, I was his court composer. It's very incredible. And after night, I sat right next to the Emperor of Austria, playing duet with him, correcting the royal sight reading. Actually, the man had no ear at all. But what did it matter? He adored my music. Everybody liked me. I liked myself. Until I came. He came to Vienna to play some of the music. At his employer, the Prince Archbishop is あ、忘れた。もう終わりますわ。ちょっと最後忘れましたね、セリフを。まあ、こんな感じですね。何してるか言うたら、まあまあ、ちょっと実際にコピーと言いながら、もうコピーから外れて、私が勝手に芝居をしてるみたいな感じなんですよね、もう。もう完全にセリフも覚えてしまってって、いちいちその DVD とかビデオを見てそれに合わせるというのは最近ずっとしてないんで、もうまあだいぶ自己流になってきてます。ただ聞いていただきたかったのはその声の高さとかね、間とかね、強さっていうのがその気持ちによっていろいろ変化しますよね。ただ単にその文字で書かれているものを読むだけじゃ出てこないその気持ちが現れてきてるその言い方ですね。そういうようなところを取り込んでしまうということのためにまあ息遣いも含めて真似すると。それを後からまあ何回かこうね練習しておくと、まあ、もちろん同じセリフを同じようなタイミングで言うことっていうのはありえないんですけど、自分が、まあ、ある場面で普通に喋ってるという時に何かこう似た気持ちを感じた時にはその気持ちの表現というのがすごく自然にできるようになりますね。そんなことを考えて、カーピンをやってみると面白いかなというようなことでお勧めしています。もちろん当然そのコピーするまでに何回も何回もするので、そこに出てきた単語とか文法とかいうようなところとかね、もちろんその音についてもそっくりに言おうと思うときっちり聞き取っとかないとねできないですから、こういう音が並んだときにはこんなような言い方をすることもあるんだなという、その音法に関するデータベースを取り込むというような意味でも当然役には立つんですけどね、それプラスアルファの気持ちをストレートに伝えるために使えるぞということで、映画とかドラマを真似してみる、そっくりコピーしてみるっていうようなことをするのも面白い練習方法の一つだと思っていますんでね。Hopefully, if you could try it yourself and record your copy and practice and put it up on your web and let me know your homepage URL. まあそんなことまでする人いてはるかどうか知りませんけど、実際にやってみたやつをね録音してウェブなんかに、ブログですか、アップロードしてみていただけるとね、まあ聞かせていただいて、楽しいでしょうね。楽しいの僕だけかな。まあええわ。まあそんなことで、ぜひ、そこまでしなくてもいいんで、とりあえずコピーしてみるっていうようなね、ところは抑揚とか まあ、息遣い、そういうその声色も含めて、そんなようなことまで、やってみると、まあ、新たな世界もありますよということでね、ご紹介しましたんで、ぜひやってみてください。Alright, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you soon. Take care, goodbye.